Now, I suppose you're wondering, what is this map doing next to me here?
What is that map doing next to you?
I suppose you're wondering, what is Sarah doing next to me here? Well, they're connected, because each week at this time, or some weeks not at all, we honor a town, a village, a burg in our rearranged map of the U.S. here with the town of the week, Sarah Nix.
Burke Burnett is in Wichita County, Texas. It's just a 10-minute drive north of Wichita Falls. The first settler moved into the area in 1856, and by 1880, the town had grown to a population of about 130 people, plus a small store. The town's named after an early ranch in the region, which was owned by Samuel Burke Burnett. It became a somewhat official municipality in 1907.
Is that all one word, or is there a hyphen?
No, those are two separate words. No hyphen.
No hyphen.
I think this was pre-hyphenated name.
Yeah.
So it became a somewhat official municipality in 1907 when a post office named Burke Burnett opened there.
Okay.
The town grew through the early 1900s after the Missouri, Kansas, and Texas Railroad linked it to Wichita Falls and various Oklahoma towns. By 1912, Burke Burnett had a bank, a hotel, cotton gins, and a newspaper. It incorporated in 1913 with a population of about 1,000 people. There was a big population boom in the 19-teens and 20s after oil was discovered west of town. Refineries and stock offices went in, and the trains roared through regularly. The end of the oil boom and the Great Depression hit Burke Burnett hard. By 1946, only 2,800 people lived there. But the newly established Shepherd Air Force Base shored up the local economy. These days, the population is about 11,000 people. Okay. Visitors to Burke Burnett can wander through the town's history at the Katy Depot Museum and the Felty Outdoor Oil Museum. If you're there in July, check out the annual Boomtown Rodeo. For a little local sports, catch a game between the Burke Burnett Bulldogs and the Iowa Park Hawks. And that is our Town of the Week, Burke Burnett, Texas.
Thank you very much, Sarah Nichols. And Lyle's calling right now randomly. He's just, he can do random numbers. He's a random number generator. Lyle Anderson right there. You can see him right there. He also plays the carillon. Did you know that about our Lyle Anderson? Plays a beautiful carillon here, UW. That's going to be cut, though. They're cutting down the top floor of the carillon.
Yeah. Cut that right
governor's
off.
Cuts. So they're taking out the bells.
They want Lyle to not only play the carillon, but the banjo also.
Yes, they want him to work harder.
Yeah.
So he's got to mow the thing, too. There's quite a bit of lawn around it, so. Where was I? Oh, yes. Burke Burnett, Texas. We have someone online now, thanks to Lyle. It's Mel Feller from Burke Burnett, Texas. Let's say hello to him and find out a little more than we know. Hi, Mel. How are you?
Hey, I'm terrific. How are you?
That's not as good as you, I don't think, but I'm good.
Of course not. You're not in Texas.
I'm not in Texas. I know. I would feel better if I was in Burke Burnett, you think?
I know you would.
Yeah. Well, what would we do then? Is it just fun going on all the time?
Oh, yeah. We've got the greatest paper in the world, Burke Burnett Informer Star.
Yeah.
Great people. Great people.
Are you on the paper?
No, sir, I'm not.
No. Is your dog on the paper?
My dog is. You know, with a three-legged, one-eyed, one-eared dog. That's a dog that, you know.
Because that's going to affect his depth perception, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's important. I know, because I got a puppy now. I think a lot about newspapers and good ones to train a dog with. And Mel, what do you do down there in Burke Burnett?
I have my own coaching consulting company.
And what do you coach or consult in?
Real estate. I do a lot of public speaking.
Oh, you do?
People like Eric Trump and other people.
Yeah. Do you do motivational real estate?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. What would that
be? Yeah, great combination.
Yeah. What would that be?
Especially when the dollars come in.
Yeah. Okay. So you're out there doing motivational real estate things. But what do you? And were you born down there in Burke Burnett, Mel? Or?
No, I was actually born in Utah and came to Texas about 15 years ago, and due to marrying one of my clients, and she and I settled here in Burke Burnett, and absolutely loved it.
Do you make a habit of marrying your clients, or is that the first one?
I do. That's the first one.
Okay.
Probably the last one, too, because here in Texas, we don't believe in divorces.
Oh.
It's hanging.
Oh, so they're both there?
No. All my exes do not live in Texas.
Oh, okay. That rhymes, though, and there's a song in it, I think.
I think so.
Yeah, there probably is a song. Like it. It sounds like there would be. And tell us about some of the beautiful things that we can see if we came down to visit you there in Burke Burnett, Mel.
Well, definitely what you'd see is our beautiful amphitheater,
mm-hmm.
that is in the central part of the city.
Oh, nice.
Great place to spend time, movies, walking the park, looking at the ducks, fishing. You definitely have some great restaurants, and certainly we are a town where Clark Gable and Spencer Tracy filmed the Boomtown movie.
Oh, is that right? That was your town?
That is our town.
Wow, that's a great movie, too.
It is.
Did some of the
you
locals...
can visit some of our old buildings.
Yeah.
I have one on the corner that used to house a...
What's it going for, Mel?
I'm not sure which ort this goes in, but the building I owned had a brothel, a bank, and a doctor's office.
Your choice, huh?
Yeah, your choice.
Yeah. We go to the bank first, then the brothel, then the doctor's office, I think.
You know, I'm not sure of the order.
Really cool. And are those businesses still operating there in your building?
Actually, we're renovating some of those.
Yeah.
But ghosts, they're a little shy.
Oh, ghosts. Ghosts are those.
We
shy.
Have ghosts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are there ghosts in the building? Have you seen a ghost?
There are ghosts in the building.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Sure it's not just the pipes?
Nope. No, sir.
Sure it's not just the chains rattling?
Not just the chains. I think they're all fans of the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, well, that's nice. I'm sorry, we're up here in Packerland, you know, so anything like
that. Yeah, I know.
What can you do?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes it works out. Sometimes it doesn't, you know.
Yeah, sometimes it does.
And sometimes it does. And
that's right.
Right. I was just saying that. And let's start with the restaurants there. What restaurant would you recommend for coming down there? Where do you like to eat?
Eat at LaBella's. That's a pretty good one.
Yeah. What do they have there?
Pizza and definitely some great pasta meals.
Uh-huh. Okay, so it's Italian.
And certainly we've got some, assortment of Mexican food. And, uh-huh. Hey, there's always McDonald's as well.
Oh, you got one of those down there.
We have a McDonald's.
Yeah. What's that like? Well,
it's good, just like every other one.
I know, exactly. Yeah. And then for the sports-minded among us, what activities do we have down there in Burke Burnett?
Oh,
nearby.
We have a winning team of girls' soccer.
Girls' soccer?
Oh, they've just taken the championship. We've got basketball and football, and, of course, here in Texas, football reigns supreme.
Yeah, and this is at the high school? Level
or Burke Burnett High School.
Yeah. The Fighting.
Pardon?
The Fighting.
Yeah, it's exciting football.
No, not exciting. the team is called the Fighting.
No, it's called the Bulldogs.
How did you know
the
that?
Fighting, it's just the Bulldogs.
Who said Bulldogs? Oh, you said Bulldogs before. Okay.
Yeah.
The Fighting Bulldogs.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We've got a very good ISD that has been rated one of the best because all of our students here from kindergarten on up are on iPads and are using technology to its utmost potential.
Really? Do they get to keep them?
As long as they're in school, they do.
Oh, I see. So they stay in school as long as possible? Is that?
Absolutely.
Because you get an iPad. I would do that. I could see that. And for people who want to go out and, let's say, hunt fish... Swim, boat.
Yes, we have it all. We have great wild pigs. Deer hunting.
You got the wild
catfish.
Well, no, wild pigs. I want to do wild pigs. How do you do wild pigs down here?
Very quickly and a lot of lead.
A lot of lead. Have you done that?
A lot of lead. You know, in Texas, we like our guns.
No, I hadn't heard that. When did that start?
Yeah, we've got a great store, Hayes General Store, here that you can come down and buy as many guns as you want.
Okay. I think I know the number that I want right now, so that'd be really easy. But,
Yeah, I bet that's a zero.
Yeah, I know. This is Wisconsin, though. I don't need one. I got my own personal martial arts skills.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I insult people, and they run away from me.
Hey, that works. Here in Texas, they just shoot back.
Yeah. Okay, you're right. That's why I don't do it down there. But Mel, I mean, like, you go on a pig hunt. I mean, how does that work? Is it just they come in your yard, you can shoot them, or how does it work?
Well, wild boars here are wild pigs, basically. You can shoot them all the time. They're trapped. They're sold as a delicacy to the Asian countries. as well. So it's not uncommon to see a great big load of wild pigs being hauled off to be used as meat for the Asian countries.
How nice for the Asian countries.
Yeah. And pigs, dogs, and cats.
Because they are. What about fishing there? I think you were talking about fishing, too. What are you? I'm sure there's some things the Asian countries would like in the water there.
And if you want to cross the border into Oklahoma, you can watch them catch them with their hands.
Oh, yeah, noodling.
Noodling.
Yeah. They don't noodle in Texas, huh?
No. No, we just shoot them. We either use a pole or we shoot them.
Those guns do come in handy, I got to admit, you know?
They really do.
Shoot a pig that's in your yard or something, and then shoot some fish for dinner.
Yeah, skunks, foxes.
You eat skunk?
Well, we usually ship that to Wisconsin.
Okay, we feed them to the badgers.
That's right.
They love skunk.
We keep the badgers.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Mel, it's been very hallucinating talking with you.
I might
talk to you again to get a nice little place down there in Burke Burnett for myself.
Oh, come visit us. We'd love to show you around.
Yeah, well, that's very nice of you. Appreciate it.
We'll have you dancing out in the street.
Dancing what?
Dancing out in the street.
Dancing out in the street? You mean as the bullets are flying at my shoes?
Oh, no, just enjoy.
I've seen a lot of Westerns, Mel. I know that's what dancing on the street means.
Yes, yeah.
I mean someone's shooting at your boots.
No, not this. Well, we might do that about 9 o'clock.
Thanks, Mel. Very nice talking. We have a little something for you.
We do. Mel will be sending you the pride of the Badger State in traditional handcrafted cheeses that are organic and free of recombinant bovine growth hormone from Southwest Wisconsin's Cedar Grove
cheese. I spit that right out when I run into that. Thanks, Mel.
Thank you.
Appreciate it very much. I'll put you on hold there. Make sure you have an address from me. Okay, our town of the week, Burke Burnett, Texas. Mel Feller was on there, and I don't see any dart on that map.
I don't see any dart. We may have to wait till next week to throw the dart.
Can we have someone just, like, poke the map really hard?
Yeah, we can play, like, that donkey pin the tail on the donkey.
Like donkey pin the tail on the donkey?
Like a headbutt it.
Yeah, because we got to pick our town of the week for next week. And
wait a minute. Like
he's
eyes,
rushing
spinning
now
around
to find
and poking the map. Oh, yeah,
don't
you
run
do.
With
look at Chris is running.
He's running with a dart.
What's your name?
That's not good. That's like running
Isaac?
With scissors.
Isaac, come on up.
Eliza? It's Eliza, isn't it? Is it Eliza?
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 11.
And are you going to school?
Yeah, I do.
Have you played
pin the tail? She has to go to school. What do you mean, are you going to school?
Are
She's
you,
11.
Have you played pin the tail on the donkey before?
Yes, I have.
Okay, well, we're going to pretend there's a pin and there's a donkey, but there isn't actually.
Spin her around.
Okay, close your eyes. Spin.
Spin her around.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
Now, walk forward.
No, not that way.
Walk forward a little more.
A little more.
Okay, and poke your finger on the map just about wherever you
One
like.
One finger, four finger. There you go.
Yes,
poke
good.
It.
That's Saudi Arabia. That doesn't count. Try again. Maybe you want to turn just a little bit this way. Okay. There you go. Okay, now try again. Good. That's Libya. That doesn't work. Try again. Okay, one more. Ready? Oh, yes, Virginia. We're going to Waynesboro, Virginia. Thank you.
Here.